Good morning. We are back from break. It is 10:14 a.m. We'll do a quick roll call to make sure everybody is present. Dr. King?
Present.
Dr. Bustillo?
Here.
Mr. Leone?
Here.
Dr. Hike?
Here.
Mr. Greer?
Here.
Mr. Barton?
Here.
And staff members, Ms. Cardoza?
Present.
Ms. Crowley?
Here.
Ms. Richardson?
Present.
And I'm Judy Chepius. We are all present. Dr. King, the meeting is yours.
Great. Thank you so much. So call to order cases 2131 and 2228. Stephen Kempton for informal hearing. Mr. Kempton, Dr. Kempton, do you have a moment to introduce yourself and your counsel, please?
Yes, I am here, and I have two attorneys here with me, Philip LaPointe and Kim Kent.
Great, thank you. I want to make sure that you know that you will be able to make an opening statement as well as a closing statement. But this is not the time necessarily for the attorney to ask anybody questions. So if Ms. Kent or your other attorney has questions to be asked, please direct those to the board. And at this time, I'd like to provide a summary on how the board conducts an informal hearing and the potential outcomes. This interview is being held pursuant of ARS 32-2046. The purpose of an informal hearing is to hear relevant facts by way of testimony and exhibits to determine if a violation of any of the board's statutes or rules has occurred. If the board finds a violation, it may take any of the following actions. Issue a decree of censure, place the restriction on the licensee's practice, issue a civil penalty not to exceed $500, issue other disciplinary actions, issue a non-disciplinary order requiring completion of specific continuing education. If the board finds the violation or possible violation of statute or rule is not sufficiently serious enough to warrant action, the board may issue a non-disciplinary advisory letter. If the board finds that there was no violation of the state board statutes or rules, the case may be dismissed. If, however, the board finds that the violation warrants potential suspension or revocation of the license certificate, the board may vote the matter to a formal hearing. If the board has a civility policy that prohibits the use of any type of disruptive conduct, those violating the policy after given the opportunity to modify their behavior will be removed from the meeting. We ask that one person speak at a time in order to provide the board the opportunity to hear all responses to the questions being asked. And as a further reminder, please refer to any patients by their initials and not their names. Please also keep in mind that this is not the time or place for the professional or the complainant to address each other. Judy, do you mind please swearing in the witnesses?
Ms. Richardson and Mr. Kempton?
Yes.
Please hold your right hand up. I will call your name afterwards for your vow. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God. Ms. Richardson?
I do.
Mr. Kempton?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this time,
Dr. King, I have some legal questions that I'd like to ask before we start. Mr. Harris, when would be the most appropriate time to ask those?
Would you like to go into executive session for legal advice, Mr.
Yeah, Peter? I would. I just want to make sure it's an appropriate time to do so.
Madam President, Mr. Greer, yeah, if you think it might be helpful to get those questions out answered before moving forward, absolutely. Let's go into executive session and do it.
I would move to go into executive session to obtain legal advice.
Second.
I would second that.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Judy, will you call the vote, please?
And moved and seconded to go into executive session for legal advice. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. Hike?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes. Board members, please exit this meeting by hanging up. Keep your tab open and join the executive session. The recording will stop at 10:19.